The U.S. State Department says it has already flown over 1,000 Americans out of Egypt and plans to evacuate over 1,000 more in the next couple of days. Those flights have been dropping evacuees off in Cyprus, Turkey, and Greece. On Monday night, a group of Americans landed in Istanbul, Turkey, where they were met by U.S. Embassy officials. At the airport, one of the evacuees, Taylor Swift, spoke to reporters.
I just know that the embassy thought that we were in danger, so they wanted us to evacuate just for our better safety and stuff. I don't really know why.
Other passengers described the constant sound of gunfire in Cairo, Egypt's capital. Here's passenger Eric Tragor.
16 and 18-year-old kids with guns and swords who were guarding our neighborhood, the neighborhood watch, which I thought was a very funny phrase for children with swords.
Anti-government protests have rocked Egypt for over a week now. Most of the Egyptians who are rallying say they want to oust the country's longtime president, Hosni Mubarak. The U.S. isn't the only country getting its nationals out. China and Iraq have also begun evacuations, along with other countries, including Canada, India, Israel, and Indonesia. But some countries, such as European nations, Britain, Germany, and France, say as things now stand, they've no plans to evacuate their citizens. Francis Took is a spokesperson for the Britain-based travel agency group ABTA.
The Foreign and Commonwealth Office doesn't feel that that is necessary. There is just that no new British nationals are going in to Egypt, into those areas that are being advised against. But there is no need at this stage for any mass evacuation.
Resorts in the Red Sea are a popular tourist destination for European travellers. Took says travel agents are still booking flights to spots like Sharm el-Sheikh, around 500 kilometres from Cairo.
Those holidays actually are going on as normal. There's absolute calm there, and in fact there's no sign of any unrest in those particular destinations.
The Egyptian army pledged on Monday not to use force against demonstrators. On Tuesday, hundreds of thousands of protesters flooded the streets of Cairo, and thousands more rallied in other major cities around the country. Selah Hennessy for VOA News, London.